So many autoimmune diseases take a long time to get diagnosed. Many times patients jump from physician to physician, problem to problem, without necessarily coming up with a specific diagnosis. And I think that pertains to the inflammatory bowel diseases as well. How long does it take for a patient usually to figure out that there is an inflammation that is the cause of symptoms? What's the usual experience that patients have?
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head in that often, unfortunately, many of my patients have had it take a long time to come to that diagnosis. And one of the reasons is that there are other much more common causes of having GI symptoms. You know, when someone first starts to have diarrhea, they may think it's something they ate. They may think they've caught a bug. As symptoms progress, patients realize, well, maybe I should get this checked out. And then sometimes that initial evaluation may be unrevealing. They may be kind of reassured, and they can be on a long journey until diagnosis. And my recommendation is that really, if someone has ongoing GI symptoms for over a month, including diarrhea, abdominal pain, these sort of symptoms, an evaluation is very important with their primary care doctor so that they can understand whether this may be something more than just something they ate, or it could be a sensitivity. It certainly could be that, something like lactose intolerance, but these are things that their physician can help them sort through. I hate it when people have had symptoms for sometimes even years before coming to attention. And at that point, you know, they can have complications from their inflammation as well.
So when the patient comes to see the doctor, in addition to describing the current symptoms, it's really also important to make sure that there's a record, even a written one, that describes all of the problems and for how long they've had them.
Absolutely. That's very helpful. To have a diary of symptoms and understand how long things have been going on and other factors too, to think about things like weight loss. And believe it or not, to think about other associated symptoms. Autoimmune diseases aren't always just one set of symptoms. For example, with inflammatory bowel disease, there's something called extra-intestinal manifestations. And what this means by extra-intestinal is it's outside the gut. So people that have inflammation in their bowel could also have symptoms of inflammation in their joints, or in their eyes, or in their mouths with oral ulcers, or even in their skin. And so inflammation can be present really throughout the body. And I think that being aware of all of their symptoms can be helpful in that communication and discussion with their doctor. Don't leave off something just because it's outside of the digestive system.
It's always useful for patients to come in with, again, a record, a written record of, here are all the things that are bothering me. Clues physicians and other providers in that there's something systemic going on.